各位朋友，各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Friends and dear brothers and sisters, peace.
我们在开始交通以前哈，还是先有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer before we start to share.
请低头，我们一同祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
你的伟大是远超过我们所能赞美的。
Your greatness is far above, exceeding what we can praise for.
你的伟大是远超过我们所能感谢的。
Your greatness is far above, exceeding what we can thank for.
我们谢谢你，在我们还在地上的时候，就赐给我们一个赞美你的机会。
We thank you for giving us the chance of praise while we are still on earth.
是给我们能感谢你的机会。
And give us the opportunity to thank you.
愿今天你得着更多的心，更多的口，把感谢赞美归给你。
Pray that today you get more heart and mouth to give all the thanks and praise unto you.
把羞辱归给仇敌。
Give the shame to the enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱了几首的诗歌。
Our brother had led us to sing several hymns.
第一首是赞美之泉。
The first one is the stream of praise.
第二首是神真神羔羊。
The second one is the Lamb of God.
第三首是爱我愿意。
The third one is love, I'm willing.
第四首是你真伟大。
The fourth one is how great art thou.
这些赞美的诗歌对我们一些人来讲是非常的陌生的。
To some of us, the hymns of praise is very unfamiliar to us.
不晓得我们是不是想过为什么人会赞美。
Have we ever thought of how can people praise?
为什么人要赞美?
Why do people praise?
有什么是配得赞美的?
What is worthy of praising?
我们该赞美谁?
Who shall we praise of?
我们该感谢, 我们该感谢谁?
Who shall we give thanks to?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
这也是关乎我们这个人一生的问题。
It also has to do for all the days of our life.
我记得我在还没有信耶稣以前。
I remember before I believed in Jesus.
我从小一直到我高中毕业，几乎没唱过什么歌。
I have never sung songs since I was young until I graduated from high school.
等到我上大学之后呢，因为这个要参加活动、投入活动的缘故。
Because I had to join activities when I go to college.
我开始学唱歌。
I start to learn to sing.
但是让我很意外的就是，我一唱呢，就红起来了。
But very surprisingly, I become popular.
我唱第一次就红起来了。
The first time I sang, I become very popular.
那所以呢，这个呢，就刺激我呢，我去找更多的歌来唱。
So it encouraged me to sing more songs.
就我在唱歌当中呢，感觉很不错。
So I felt very good when I was singing.
因为那个很符合我心里面的一些感受。
Because it fits with the feelings in my heart.
但是等我唱了一些年日之后
However, after I sing for a while
我又经历了一些的人生的经历
And after I experienced certain things in life
我又仔细思想了一些人的各方面
And I thought of all the things about men
在我大三大概大三结束的时候 我开始不唱歌了
I stopped singing at the junior, at the end of my junior year.
不是我唱歌不好听。
Not that I didn't sing well.
我觉得我心里的感受超越了这些的歌词。
I felt the feelings in my heart has far above exceeding all the lyrics.
就是那些歌词呢，固然很好，但是还我感受的呢，有些东西比它更深。
Although the lyrics were good, but my feelings were deeper.
而且另外还有一个情况就是，我觉得我不需要唱这些歌。
And also another condition was I felt I no longer need to sing those.
所以呢，我的口呢，唱歌的口呢，就封住了。
So the mouth of singing were shut.
其实我在被封住的时候，我并不太懂为什么。
So when I actually closed my mouth, I didn't understand why.
但是在经过几年之后
，But after several years,
我人生又有一些的经历。
There were more experience of my life.
然后这些的经历呢，把我带到一个地步。
And those experience brought me to a point.
后来，我在没有预期的情况底下，我信了耶稣。
To my surprise, I believe unto Jesus.
我完全没有想到我会信耶稣。
I have never thought I would believe unto Jesus.
然后呢，我信了耶稣之后呢，我开始接触到基督徒的诗歌。
After I believe unto Jesus, I started to experience the hymns of Christians.
我刚开始唱的时候，我觉得怪怪的。
I felt very strange when I first sang.
这个要赞美，要感谢。还有一些歌词呢，我就觉得我都搞不懂。
I couldn't understand with the lyrics and also about praising and to thanks.
但虽然不懂哈，可是我觉得我的心开始暖起来。
Although I couldn't understand, but I felt my heart was being softened.
而且我觉得，其实是有许多基督徒诗歌并不难哈。
And I felt that some of those Christian hymns were not difficult.
可是呢？它对我们的心里面呢，有很深的触摸。
But they touch the depths of our hearts.
而且呢，使我们呢，好像很容易在唱诗歌的时候哈、啊，这心就释放。
And it makes our hearts easily to be set free while we sing.
而且心呢，可能就喜乐了。
And our heart become joyful.
我刚信主一段时间，我听了那个人家送我一套那个尼托森的那个诗歌集。
During the first period of my believing the Lord, someone gave me the Brother Watchman Nee's hymns.
那个诗歌是比较深的，比较难的。
Those hymns were harder and deeper.
但是我大概在一年或者到一年半到两年之间，我把那个诗歌录音带呢听到完全不能听。
But I listened to those hymns to a point they were almost could not hear anymore for the first1 or 2 years of my believing the Lord.
就是那个诗歌录音带呢，是完全听坏了。
All those tapes were broken.
我一天听很多遍了。
I listened to them several many times.
每天听啊。
Every day.
我都已经那个很熟很熟了，还是觉得很要听。
And I was so familiar with them, but I still want to listen.
我觉得听了之后，好像我里面就是觉得很好。
And I felt so good inside after hearing.
因为好像是一个心对心的回响。
It's a, like heart to talking with hearts.
我还有一个很有让我很有印象的经历。
There's another experience.
就是当我刚刚信主大概一个多月左右时间。
For about first month after I believe unto the Lord.
我参加了一个所谓的高级研究生的一些的活动。
I joined some activities of graduate schools.
那些人呢，都是可以说未来的社会的精英。
All those people could be the expert and the top people of the society.
现在有些人已经很出名了。
Some of them become very famous already.
那呢，所以我们在那个活动当中呢，大家就有很多的方面的学习。
So we have a lot of learning in that activity.
但是我没有想到呢，最后有一次在一个小型的活动里面。
But to my surprise, at the last small group activity,
居然有一个人说：“哎，你以前是唱歌的。”
There was one man pointed at me and said, "You were a singer before."
唱首歌给我们听听吧。
Why don't you sing a song for us?
我知道你。
I know you.
你曾经在什么什么什么什么机会里面，你表演过。
You have performed while in some chances.
哎呀，他这样一讲哈、啊，我就变得不唱不行啊。
So I could not but sing when he mentioned it.
而且呢，他一讲呢，大家跟着一起起哄。
And when he mentioned that, everyone else was pointing at me.
所以我被逼得没办法呢，就只好想一想我以前最熟的歌。
So I was forced to the point that I have to try to remember what the song I was familiar with.
尤其是那些歌哈、啊，我唱的就是我会从心里面哈、啊，会。 会发出把感受送出去的歌。
And especially the songs that I can give out the feeling from the depths of my heart.
但是当我这次在唱的时候，我觉得好像有一个很大的不同。
But as I sing again, I felt so different.
就是我还是唱以前我很熟悉的歌。
I sang the song which I was very familiar with.
但是呢，我这次唱呢，我不是跟那个歌哈融合在一起。
But this time I'm no longer in harmony with the song.
我觉得那个歌对我来讲呢是一个客观的歌。
I felt that song become very objective to me.
以前对我是一个主观的歌。
It used to be very subjective.
现在对我是一个客观的歌。
Now it becomes objective.
而且呢，我唱来唱去哈，心里有一个很深的感觉。
And after I sing, I had a very deep feeling in my heart.
就是你是不是在无病呻吟啊？
Am I just singing while I'm not even sick?
你明明不是现在这个情况。
I'm not no longer in this kind of condition.
但是你确实要唱这个东西。
But I sing this kind of song.
哎呀，那个感受很明显，很深刻。
This feeling was very deep.
那个是我信耶稣之后第一次在那种情况下唱歌。
That was the first time I sung after I believed in Jesus.
经过那个事情之后。
After that.
我心里明白了一些事情。
I realized one thing in my heart.
原来我以前所唱的歌呢，都是在一种呻吟的歌，叹息的歌。
The songs I sang before were just sighing.
或者是一些愁苦的歌。
Or songs of sorrow.
我从来并没有真正唱过赞美的歌。
I have never seen the song of praise.
而且我的心也不会赞美。
And my heart could not praise.
我也不知道需要赞美。
I don't know we should praise.
我也不知道要赞美谁。
I don't know who I should praise of.
我只知道高举我自己。
I only know to exalt myself.
最多最多给人家一点吹捧的话。
The most likely I just boast to others.
所以呢，其实呢，我们的心中呢是充满的愁苦。
Actually, our heart is full of sorrow.
圣经有一句话说，你心里充满什么，你的口里就把它发表出来。
In the Bible, there's a word saying that what your heart is fully filled with, then your mouth speaks out.
如果你的心充满了忧伤，你说出来的话就带着忧伤的味道。
If your heart is being filled with sorrow, then what you speak of is full of sorrow.
如果你的心充满了愁苦，你的话就充满了愁苦。
If your heart is being filled with grief, so are your words filled with grief.
如果你的心充满了苦毒，你所说出来的话就充满了苦毒。
If your heart is full of bitterness, so are your words full of bitterness.
如果你的心充满了污秽，你所说出来的话，或者你有表现的时候，就是污秽的表现。
If your heart is full of corruption, so are your words being filled of corruption.
所以我们的心到底如何，可以从我们的表现可以看得出来。
So how our heart is like, then it can be shown from our actions.
但是你的心如果充满爱，你就不知不觉有爱流出去。
But if your love is if your heart is being filled with love, then your action will be filled with love also.
如果你的心充满了神，你就不知不觉会亲近赞美神。
If your heart is full of God, then without speaking, then you can start to praise and give thanks unto God.
如果你的心尝到了耶稣基督救赎的大恩，你就会不断的把感谢赞美归给他。
If your heart has tasted the great grace of God of Lord Jesus' salvation, then without stopping, you will give thanks and praise unto Him.
请我们看一处的圣经。
Let's read a place of Scripture.
箴言第四章。
Chapter 4 of Proverbs.
23节。
Verse 23。
箴言第四章二十三节说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
Keep thy heart with all diligence.
就是你要注意你心的情况。
Be careful with the condition of your heart.
你要让你的心能够对准你应该对准的方向。
Let your heart to focus on the direction which you should focus on.
因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。
For out of it are all the issues of life.
所以如果你的心你不在乎它。
If you do not pay attention to your heart.
你的心被许多的污秽所充满。
Your heart is being corrupted with all the filthiness.
你可能这一生就败坏了。
Then your whole life will be corrupted.
你的心被那些不该充满的充满你，你这一生呢，可能就枉费了。
If your heart is being filled by those who shouldn't fill you, then all your life is in vain.
在圣经中有一个人。
In Bible, there's a person.
这个人呢，叫所罗门。
His name is Solomon.
他是以色列的一个国王。
He was a king of Israel.
在以色列历史当中呢，他执政的时候是以色列最强盛的时候。
Over the history of Israel, when he was ruling, it was the most prosperity time of Israel.
是最丰富的时候。
The most abundant time.
也是这个王的权柄。那个大大彰显的时候。
And it was also the time for the authority of king to be manifested.
这个王呢是很出名的。
This king was very famous.
所以全世界人呢很少没有听过所罗门这个名字。
So there were very few people of the world didn't hear the name Solomon.
这个王是非常有知识，非常有智慧的。
This king was full of understanding and wisdom.
在当时的人呢都喜欢听他，听他的知识，听他的智慧。
All the people back then liked to hear his wisdom and knowledge.
所以这个王呢，在当时呢是有非常大的影响力。
So this king had great influence back then.
不只是在以色列当地，就是在四围的许多的国家当中呢，他有强大的影响力。
He had a great influence not only over Israel but also over all the nations around it.
他所统治的这一个地域呢，是以色列历史当中呢，可以说是最大的。
His dominion was actually the biggest around all those places.
而且呢，他这个人呢，他不但很有智慧，而且呢，他也尽情地享受他的人生。
Not only he was full of wisdom, but he also enjoyed his life.
所以，凡是你现在觉得什么好的呢，大概他都已经经过了。
So he probably experienced and enjoyed all those things you felt probably good for you.
他有一个形容说，他说凡是他眼睛所喜欢的，他没有一样不得到的。
He described that all the things that his eyes desire, he did not keep away from them.
因为他是王啊。
Because he was king.
他有绝对的权柄。
He had a full authority.
他要什么说一声就可以了。
Whatever he want, he just said it.
他说一声，别人就把他带过来。
He said it, and then people bring it to him.
所以他说他眼睛所爱的，心里所想的，没有一样不得不到的。
So all the things that his eyes desire and all the things his heart wants, there's never keep away from him.
今天我们在这个世界上生活，我们即使我们很有能力，你也没有办法经历到这个。
So as we live on earth today, although if you are very powerful, you cannot experience this.
他的享受是高到历史以来呢，大概没有什么人可以跟他比。
No one probably can compare out of history with his pleasure.
他所有用的杯子啊，这些喝的东西啊，这全部都是金子做的。
All the cups he used and all the vessels for drinking were made of gold.
他连坐的椅子都是金子的。
Even his chair is made of gold.
他到处都是金子在他那里的周围。
There's all gold surrounding him.
他说银都算不了什么。
Silver was nothing.
连秤都不要秤。
He did not even bother to weigh them.
所以他那个所谓的那个富有啊，那个所谓的荣华。
So it was hard to imagine all his riches.
而且呢，他也那个大兴土木啊，就是他建造房子，建造很多的，他觉得需要建造的东西。
And he also built a lot of things that he would like to build.
花了20年。
He spent 20 years.
20年一直不断的建造。
Continues in building.
光工人呢，就是。 有大概18万的工人,
there were more than 18 million people for the workers.
持续在那里做,
20 years non-stopping.
那些工头啊,
All those contractors, they were more than 3,300.
所以什么美的房子啊, 大的房子啊, 他不断在那里建造。
So he continues building all those great and beautiful houses.
所以像这样的一个人, 他好像享尽了人生所有的一切。
So for someone like this, he has enjoyed everything in his life.
他所享受的，恐怕我们一辈子的追求也达不到他的一小部分。Probably
even if we seek with all our life for what he enjoyed, we still could not compare.
但是这个享受了这么多的人，他有些的话留给我们。But
he has left some of his words to us after he has enjoyed so much.
在他经过这么一生之后。 他对他一生呢，这样的生活，他有一些的话来解释。
He has explained with words of his life after he enjoyed so much.
在传道书里面有他很多的记载。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, there were a lot of his words.
在传道书第1章2节、3节说。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。Vanity
of vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What profit has a man of all his labor which he takes under the sun?
他经历了许多的物质的享受。
He has experienced a lot of pleasure of material.
他得到了他所要的。
He has got what he wanted.
但是他有一个叹息发出来。
But a sigh come out of him.
他说虚空的虚空。
He said vanity of vanity, vanity of vanities.
这是因为他所吃的是吃的不够吗？
Was it because he did not have enough to eat?
是他所用的不够吗？
That he had nothing to use?
是他有缺少吗？
Whether he was in lacking?
他没有一点缺少。
No, he was not in need at all.
但这一个人呢, 他同时, 他除了这些享受之外,
But in addition to those enjoyments,
他有一个特性, 就是他用他的心去观察他所经过的人生。
He had a very specialty is that he used his heart to search all his life that he experienced.
有的时候我们说我们一直在人生当中一直往前走。
We often say that we walk towards as we walk through life.
但我们呢却不用我们的心去看一看。
But we do not use our heart to see.
他用他的心去看他所经过的、所接触的、所知道的。
He used his heart to see what he has went through, what he knew, and what he has gone.
到底我所接触到的东西有什么意义？
What is the profit to all those things I've touched?
现在有什么意义？将来有什么意义？
What is the profit to now and in the future?
到底我在当中得着了什么？
What have I gained from them?
我是真的得着呢，还是没有得着？
Have I truly gained or not at all?
所以他心中这样观察。
So his heart was searching.
他说他的心在那一直不断的在那寻在那 在那里观察, 在那里探求。
He said his heart was always in searching and seeking.
所以他不是只是在那个享受当中。
So he was not only in the enjoyment.
许多时候我们在一些享受当中, 我们这个人就迷失掉了。
Often when we were enjoying things, we got lost.
我们以为说, 我们现在得着了已经是得着了一切。
We thought that what we have now is everything.
现在就是在你手中的东西, 你都还要再查看查看, 这个东西实在不实在。
Even with the things on your hand, you still have to consider whether it's reality or not.
你现在走的路, 你都要查看查看, 你走的实在不实在。
The way you are walking now, you still have to think that whether it's real or not.
我们有多少的时候, 我们走完了说, 哎呀, 白跑一趟。
How often after we walk this way, we said it's all wasted.
所以他说, 所以他是用心, 在面对他所有机会得着有机会经历的一切。
He uses his heart to face all the things he can gain and he can experience.
那他呢, 用心观察的有一些的结果告诉我们。
He has told us the result of his research with his heart.
就是在他经过这么多呢, 他发现有一个问题没办法解决。
So after he experienced all those, he realized there's one thing he could not resolve.
不是只有一个问题, 就是他有许多的事情, 情况是不能解决。
There were many things not able to resolve.
虽然他所要的都得到。
Although he can get everything he wants.
但是呢, 他发现呢, 他说呢, 眼看看不饱, 耳听呢, 听不足。
But he found that with the eyes seeing, it was never satisfied, and with the hearing, it was never filled.
就是人的心呢, 虽然你得到很多东西, 但是你的心呢, 还是不能保住。
Because man's heart can never be satisfied, even though you have a lot of things.
这个对我们愿意仔细用心来观察人生的人,
To us who would like to use our heart to observe our life, we often have this kind of experience.
当你喜欢一个东西的时候, 你就用尽了你所有的力量去追求再追求。
When you like something, then you use all of your effort to seek and pursue.
但是等你得到的时候, 常常是不过如此而已。
But after you have it, you felt it was only like that.
你的心呢, 并没有因为你得到那个得到满足。
Your heart was not satisfied when you get this.
所以呢, 这告诉我们说, 我们的心有一个呼求, 就是我们要能够饱足。
So it tells us that our heart has a cry that we would like to be filled.
到底我们的心有多大呢?
How big is our heart?
怎么样才能够饱足呢?
How can we be filled?
你发现, 这个世界, 所有的一切, 即使给了我们, 我们的心还是不能保住。
You find that our heart can never be satisfied even if we receive everything in the world.
这个对年轻人来讲的话, 可能觉得说, 你讲的不一定是真的。
Probably for the young people, you might not think it's true.
但, 当你用心去走的时候, 你就会发现是真的。
But if you walk your way with your heart, then you know it's true.
所以呢, 饱足呢, 成为我们一个重要的问题。
So being filled becomes a very important question for us.
当你有饱足的时候, 你就不会觉得是虚空在虚空。
When you are filled, you no longer feel it's vanity of vanities.
我发现我以前一直在唱歌的时候,
I find that when I was singing,
在唱的时候, 有一点好的感受。
I felt good when I was singing.
但是唱完之后呢, 里面觉得很虚空。
But I felt very vain inside after I sing.
并没有因为唱了那些歌之后呢, 心里得到了饱足。
I did not feel filled after I sing all the songs.
而且我有时候不是只花半个小时唱歌。
I did not only spend half hour with singing.
有时候我这个从下午1点钟唱到6点钟。
I sang from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 6 o'clock.
我抱个吉他在那, 自己弹自己唱。
I was playing guitar and sing.
啊, 但是呢, 没有饱足。
But I was not filled.
但是圣经告诉我们,
And the Bible tells us.
我们的经历也告诉我们,
And our experience tells us.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Lord Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
到我这里来的人呢，必定不饿，信我的人呢，永远不渴。
Those who come to me will not be hungry, and those who believe unto me will never be thirst.
我这个话呢，不是叫你分析。
My words are not for you to analyze.
这个话呢，是请你来经历。
But we ask you to experience it.
你来到耶稣面前。
When you come to Jesus,
你试试看你饱不饱。
You can test if you are filled.
你试试看，看你渴不渴。
You can try if you are hungry, you are thirsty.
当然你要真正的遇见他。
But you have to truly meet him.
我想遇见他不是你知道他一些知识。
To meet him is not to know about him.
那些的知识不会让你饱。
Those knowledge will not fill you.
你遇到的这位耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ you meet.
你里面自然就饱足。
Then you'll be filled.
因为我们的心就是为着他所创造的。
Because our hearts are being created for him.
还有一圣经还有一句话。
And Bible also says,
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst.
因为他们必得饱足。
For they will be filled.
所以在神面前被神称义。
So being justified before God.
没有被控告。
And there's no more accusation.
没有被定罪。
Not being condemned.
你到神面前去，你一定能保住。
You definitely will be filled when you come before God.
而且当你在走人生的道路的时候，
And as you walk the way of life,
你不断地经历主耶稣把他的义给我们。
You always experience that Jesus Christ gives his righteousness to us.
你里面就不断地保住。
And you're always being filled.
所罗门在他心中还有一些的呼求。
And there's also more crying of Solomon.
他觉得这些的现象都叫我们感受虚空的虚空。
He feels everything makes us feel vanity of vanities.
他说这个已经有的事情呢，后来还要再发生。
He said all those things happened before will happen again.
已经行过的事情呢，后来还要再行。
All those things have been done will be done again.
日光之下没有新鲜事。
There is nothing new under the sun.
今天我们常常很高兴，哎呀，我又发现了什么。
Often we are so happy today that we have discovered something new.
特别是我们很年轻的时候。
Especially when we were very young.
我们觉得，哎呀，我现在找到一个人，大家是全新的。
We felt that probably what I found is new.
其实哈，就我们来讲是新的。
But it might be new to us.
但就总体来看呢，它一点都不是新的。
But it's not new.
老早就发生过。
It has happened already.
只是我们不知道。
But we don't know.
只是我们没有看过。
We have never seen it.
日光之下没有新鲜事。
There is nothing new under the sun.
许多事情重复的发生。
Everything is happening repetitively.
而且呢，就是连这一个犯罪的事情也是这样。
Even the things with sin also happens.
我们明明知道这些事情不能做。
We know that we cannot and should not do all those.
但是呢，我们确实没有办法，还是要做。
But without our control, we still do them.
他心中还有一个叹求。
And there's another thing in his heart.
他的叹息是，我们所走过的日子呢，没有人纪念。
He cries that all the ways we walked, there's no one remembers.
好像我们的日子是白走的。
Our days are being wasted.
你有没有觉得你的日子是白走？
Do you feel your days are being wasted?
有的人一直盼望他那个名能够留下来。
There are a lot of people hoping that his name could be remembered.
将来有人能够好好的纪念他。
Then people in the future can remember him.
但事实上来讲，真正纪念大概是没有。
But in reality, it's not being remembered.
这个偶尔提到呢，只是要利用一下。
Maybe they can mention it a few times, but just to try to get used of it.
而且呢，那些我们有时候所纪念的，就是说有些所提到那些人呢，他们的结局呢，常常让我们觉得很可惜。
And also the ending of those people we mention, their endings make us feel very unfortunate.
像 这许多的歌星啊，许多的这些有名的作家啦。
For example, a lot of singers or writers.
吸引了很多人去追求他。
Have attracted many people to pursue after them.
去跟随他。
To follow them.
但是呢，他们的结局是什么？
But what was their ending?
在作家里面有一个很有名的是三毛。
Among the writers, there was a Chinese writer called 三毛。
他影响很大。
She had a great influence.
他的著作有很多人喜欢。
There were a lot of people liked her writings.
所以很多人就一直想要学他。
So a lot of people tried to imitate her.
但是呢，他怎么结束了他的人生呢？
But how did she end her life?
他以自杀结束他的人生。
She has committed suicide.
所以在他里面呢，虽然他好像写的东西很影响人。
So in her, although what she wrote was had a lot of great influence,
但是她里面呢是充满了虚空。
But in her was full of vanity,
充满了死亡。
Full of death.
所以这个虚空跟死亡呢，使得她最后走上死亡的路。
So this vanity and death has led her onto the way of death.
在你又仔细看一些出名的人，常常有这个现象。
You can see this kind of condition happening to all those famous people.
所以他们呢，其实是被死亡所控制的。
So they are being controlled by death.
所罗门心中有个叹息。
In Solomon's heart, there's a sign.
他说呢，我们所经过的事情呢，是一个极重的劳苦。
He said that everything we experience is a heavy burden.
你每天所走的路。所做的事情是一个极重的劳苦。
The ways of you walk and also the things you do daily is a heavy burden.
而且这个劳苦走过之后呢，你发现呢，不过是虚空，不过是捕风。
And after all the travail, you realize it's all vanity and chasing after the wind.
就是你走过之后，你没有发现你真正得着了什么。
You never feel if you gain something after you walked.
而且呢，你发现你在追风啊，就追不到东西了。
And you are only chasing after the wind, which is nothing.
让他有叹息的话很多。
And he has a lot of signs.
他说呢，他有追求智慧。
He also pursue after wisdom.
但是呢，他的经历是多有智慧就多有愁烦。
And his experience is that with more wisdom, there's more sorrow.
加增知识。加增忧伤。
The increase of knowledge will increase grief.
你会发现，这一个虽然我们一直都在知识上追求。
You find that although we always try to chase after knowledge.
但是呢，好像这些知识并没有带给我们喜乐。
But those knowledge never bring us joy.
这些知识没有带给我们满足。
The knowledge never fills us.
但是这些知识呢？却叫我们增加愁烦，增加忧伤。
And all the knowledge will increase our sorrow and grief.
这不是说你不要知识。
This does not mean that you do not want knowledge.
这是告诉我们说，你只是单纯的追求这些东西，并不能带给你真正的满足。
It only tells us that if you simply seeking after those things will not satisfy you.
他还有一句话，也让我觉得很有印象。
And there's another verse that really gave me impact.
他说我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成就的功所做成的东西谁知都是虚空都是不逢。
He says that I consider all the hands of my labor and all the good works of my labor, but it's all vanity and also all chasing after the wind.
这个是一个用心在那里观察在那里探求人生的人，他从他的心里面发出来的叹息。
This is a sign out of a man who has used his heart to seek everything in life.
他手所经营的一切和所劳碌所成就的事情，居然都是虚空，都是不丰。
All the hands of his work and all the good things that from his labor, but it's all vanity and chasing after the wind.
让他觉得。更惊讶的一件事情。
And was really surprised to him.
他不断地追求智慧。
He always pursued after wisdom.
他觉得智慧人 比愚昧人高明。
He felt that wisdom, those who are wise are better than the foolish ones.
智慧人比愚昧人光明。
Those who are wise are lighter than the foolish.
智慧人比愚昧人应该有办法。
Those who are wise should have better to do than the foolish ones.
但是呢，有一件事情呢，对于智慧人跟愚昧人是同样都没有办法的。
But there's one thing that's out of control of the wise and the foolish.
那一件事情就是死亡。
That thing is death.
智慧人要死亡。
The wise will die.
愚昧人也要死。
So will the foolish die.
他心里有一个呼求。
He has a cry in his heart.
如果智慧人跟愚昧人一样死亡，那智慧人比愚昧人高明在哪里？
If both the wise and the foolish will die, then what's the better for the wise?
这是他心里的呼求。
It's the cry out of his heart.
他观察还有另外的经验。
And he also observed other things.
他看这个世界上面充满了人和人之间的矛盾。
He saw that in this world they were full of the conflict between man and man.
人和人之间许多的问题。
There were a lot of problems between man and man.
所以有人会欺压人。
So people oppress others.
有人呢受欺压。
And those who are being oppressed.
他说呢，欺压人的没有人安慰。
For the oppressors, there's no comforter.
受欺压的也没有人安慰。
And also no comforter for those being oppressed.
这不是很虚空吗？
Isn't that all in vanity?
你不是想多占一点好处，你得到满足吗？
Do you feel, are you being filled when you take more advantage of others?
结果占了便宜呢，自己心里也不满足。
And also after you take advantage of others, you're still not being filled.
便宜是占了，但心里呢是更加的愁烦。
You have taken the advantage, but in your heart it's more sorrowful.
还有一种虚空的情况，就是你这个人很有办法，很灵巧，很能够做事情呢，很能摸到窍门。
There's another thing of vanity, that is that you're very skillful, you're very wise, and able to pick up very good things.
但是呢，却是常常招人嫉妒。
But being envied a lot.
就是你走得很正直呢，也招人嫉妒。
And even if you walk very upright, but you're still being envied.
这都叫我们感觉到好像人不知道应该怎么样的活才是好。
It makes us all feel that we don't know how shall we live, which will be good.
而且呢，他发现我们虽然不断地想要探求人生的方向跟目的。
And he also found that although we always want to in search of the direction and purpose of life,
观察人生的东西，各样的事情，
and observe everything about life,
但是你总说不出来一个准头出来，好像你就没办法解释很多东西。
But still, you cannot explain the things of God.
所以他说这是很虚空的。
So he says it's all vanity.
而且他也发现一个事实。
And he found the truth.
他说呢，时常行义而不犯罪的义人在这个世界上是没有的。
And he says that there is no one righteous who always does good and not sin.
所以他觉得人生很奇妙。
So he feels that life is very amazing.
有很多很多事情要经过。
It goes through a lot of things.
但这些事情经过之后呢，叫我们觉得虚空啊，虚空。
But after you go through them, we all feel vanity of vanity.
而且呢，我们好像在追求一个潮流。
And we're only following a trend.
学生有学生的潮流。
There's a trend among students.
这个工作人有工作人的潮流。
For those who work, there's a trend.
家庭在家里面生活的有家庭的潮流。
And family life also has a trend.
衣服有衣服的潮流。
There's a fashion for clothes.
戴眼镜有眼镜的潮流。
For wearing glasses, also there's a trend.
头发有头发的潮流。
There's a trend for hair.
好像你就一直在追求一个潮流。
We're all pursuing after certain trend.
但追过去，追过去，追过去，不过像捕风一样。
But after we keep pursuing, it's all like chasing after the wind.
人生就不断的在这些东西打转。
The life is all only turning among all those things.
但是他用心在观察。
But he's observing with his heart.
在这许多的虚空的后面是什么？
What is behind all those vanities?
他观察。
He observes.
他发现神有赐给的权柄。
He finds that God has the authority of giving.
也就是他看许多生活的现象，他再寻求，再寻求。
After he sees all the conditions of life, then once again he seeks.
他不被这个生活的这些的活动，这些的现象所捆绑住。
He is not being bound by all the situations and all the circumstances of life.
他愿意从这些的当中呢，求神帮助他能够看到更深的东西去。
He would like to ask God among all those things to help him see what's deeper.
结果他再看，再看，就看到神自己。
Then after he keeps seeing, he see God himself.
我看到他这些话，我自己心里是很受激励的，你知道。
My heart is truly being encouraged after I see his words.
也就是说，你这一个人如果真正是一个追求真理的人。
This is to say that if you are the man of seeking truth,
你不停留在这个现状。
You are not being stopped by the circumstances.
你愿意探究一切。
And you would like to seek everything.
你愿意真的搞清楚人生怎么回事。
You would like to truly find out what is life is all about.
你真的愿意知道你为什么在这个地上。
And you truly like to know why are you on this earth.
你真的想知道为什么人要走这么一生的路。
You truly like to know why do men have to walk all this life.
不管你在什么样的环境。
No matter what circumstances you are under.
不管你经过什么样的人生的过程。
No matter what kind of experience in life you went through.
不管你是喜乐的时间多还是忧愁的时间多。
No matter you have more time of joy or more time of sorrow.
不管你是顺利的时间多还是不顺利的时间多。
No matter if you have more time of prosperity or in adversity.
不管你是贫穷的机会多还是你富裕的时候多。
No matter if you have more time you are rich or more time when you are poor.
你在任何一个情况底下。
In any kind of circumstances.
你用你的心去探测。
Use your heart to search.
求神帮你明白。
Ask God to let you understand.
你发现现在我所经过的这一切，这个外面只是一个过程。
Then you realize everything I'm going through now is only a process.
你再追求。
Then you seek further.
你再探测。
You seek further.
你再往深去。
Then you go deeper.
你要遇见这后面至高的主宰。
Then you will meet the one who's most high, who's in control behind all those.
所以他就这样遇见了神。
So he met God this way.
他发现神有赐给的，有给予的这个权柄。
He found that God has authority of giving.
这也就是说，人当然一生是需要努力的。
That is to say, of course, man has to put his effort in his life.
但是你的得到跟你的努力呢，不是一定成正比的。
But it's not a positive relationship between how much you gain and how much you spend the effort.
你当然需要努力。
Of course you need to spend your effort.
但是你有没有祝福呢？
But,
不是你能决自己能决定的。
But whether you get blessing, it's out of your control.
所以呢，神呢有赐给的。
So God has authority of giving.
神要给谁就给谁。
Who do God like to give? Then He gives.
而且许多时候是有机会的问题。
And also there's the question of chance.
有的人觉得他很有能力。
Some people think he's so able.
但是呢，很可惜，他从来没有机会。
But unfortunately, he has never got the chance.
他的能力对他来讲呢，是没有发挥的机会。
His ability to him has no place to spend the effort on.
有的人呢，觉得他没能力。
Some people feel he's not able.
可是呢，好机会常常临到他。
But a lot of good chances happen upon him.
所以呢，好像他就比别人发达，比别人富裕。
So he becomes more rich and more prosperous than others.
不完全在乎那个人。
It's not only depend on the person.
神有给的权柄。
God has the authority of giving.
他发现神有给的权柄。
He finds that God has the right to give.
而且呢，他更发现一件事情。
And furthermore, he found something.
因为当他经历他生活经历很多事情的时候。
After he experienced a lot of things in life.
他发现这个也不能满足。
He found that this one cannot satisfy.
那个也不能满足。
Nor that.
这个也不能使他好像觉得够了。
This one cannot make him feel enough.
他就发现神创造人，把永生或者把永远放在人的心里面。
He finds that when God created man, he has put eternity in man's heart.
也就是说，人的心如果没有进到神所预备的永远的那个实际里面，人的心是不可能满足的。
That is to say that if man's heart is not entered into the eternity that God has prepared for man, man's heart will not be satisfied.
人不管做什么事，
No matter what man do,
心里潜在的都有一个希望。
There's a hope subconsciously in their hearts.
希望我所做的，我所得到的都是永远的。
Hoping what they do, what they receive lasts forever.
如果你用你的心去观察，
If you use heart to observe,
你发现你如果不能够进到那个永神的神所预备的永恒里面去，你的心是不会满足的。
Then you realize if your heart cannot enter into eternity that God prepared, your heart will never be satisfied.
这个不是你想出来的。
This is not what you just thought of.
即使你觉得你这样已经可以了。
Even if you think that's enough now.
但是你心里还是个永恒。
But your heart is still seeking eternity.
如果你今天你得到一个好的名声。
If you find a good name today.
你会觉得我希望我这个呢是要持续到永远的。
You hope that this lasts forever.
所以你有一个对永恒的这个渴慕呢，是神创造的时候摆进去的。
So this desire of seeking eternity is what God has put in when He created you.
这不是人的想象。
This is not man's imagination.
这个即使你还没有遇见神的时候，你心里都有这个渴慕的。
Even before you meet God, you have desire in your heart.
所以除了永恒的神之外呢，没有人能够满足我们那个心里面的需要。
So besides the God of eternity, nobody can satisfy the need of our hearts.
所罗门他用心去观察。
Solomon used his heart to observe.
他用心去观察人生。
He used his heart to observe life.
他经历了许多的事情。
He has experienced a lot of things.
他自己是王。
He was king.
他自己是审判者。
He was the judge.
而且呢，他的审判是让人家心服口服的。
And his judgment makes people have nothing else to say.
但是，他告诉我们。
However, he tells us.
神有审判的权柄。
God has the power of judgment.
他说，即使他坐在那个国度里面是最高的。
Although in his kingdom he was the highest.
但是有一位远远比他高的，就是那位审判的神。
But there is one higher than him. That's the God who judges.
而我们一生所经过的每一件事情，或者所说的话，都要被带到审判的台前。
And everything of our life that we went through, or every word that we said, will be brought to the throne of judgment.
所以他告诉我们，审判的权柄，最终的审判权柄在神那里。
So he tells us that the power to judge at the end is of God.
许多人忽略这件事情。
A lot of people ignore this.
你忽略这件事情，你就很多事情呢，你可能不知不觉就得罪了神。
If you ignore this, then subconsciously you might sin against God.
但是，你若仔细的用心去观察，去思想。
But if you carefully use your heart to seek and to think,
你会同意神是审判的神。
Then you will agree that God is the God who judges.
有人不相信。
People might not believe.
但是当到他被审判的时候，他就不得不服下来。
But when he's being judged, he has but to humble.
还有另外一件事情，他发现神呢是主宰一切升高降卑的事情。
And also, he finds another thing is that God has the power to control one is being exalted and one is being lowered.
这是神的权柄。
That's God's authority.
使人升高，使人降卑，是神的事情。
It is the thing of God to let someone be exalted or lower someone. When I was very young,
我是一个无神的崇拜者,
I was an atheist.
但我并不是进化论的崇拜者,
but I was not worshipping revelation.
所以呢, 我也认为人定胜天,
so I believe that man is above heaven.
我觉得反正我努力可以做到的事情, 那就是一切的。
I believe that everything can be done with my effort. That is everything.
所以我用许多的力量去追求我所要追求的。
So I've used a lot of effort to seek after what I want.
我觉得人生是操纵在我的手中。
I felt that I'm in control of my life.
我想要的, 我一定可以得到。
I will get what I definitely want.
我得到了, 我就觉得 我拥有一切。
When I received them, I felt that I got everything.
但是, 当我在那个追求当中的时候,
However, when I was seeking,
我个人发现,
I found that
有一位主宰者 在背后主宰一切。
There is one in control that's controlling everything behind all those.
即使你是很优秀的人,
Even though you are very good,
即使你是很有能力的人,
even though you are so capable,
但是, 没有他主宰权柄的同意, 你不能够达到你所要达到。
However, without the one who's in control to agree, you cannot get what you want to get.
这是我亲身的经历。
This is my own experience.
要把我从靠我自己转过来, 我自己做不到。
I cannot turn with my effort to turn the things around.
所以当我还没有遇见神的时候,
So before I met God,
我发现人生是虚空在虚空。
I find that life is full of vanity and vanity.
所以我跟各位朋友建议一件事情。
So I would like to suggest one thing to friends.
你要用你的心去体会
Use your heart to experience your life.
同时你要用你的心来亲近神。
And use your heart to come close with God.
你用你的心去体会神所给你的人生。
Use your heart to feel the life that God has given you.
给你在这地上的机会。
And the opportunities He has given you.
求神帮助你能够做正确的。
Ask God to help you to make the right decision.
你也应该用你的心来亲近神。
And use your heart to draw close to God.
圣经告诉我们,
Bible tells us,
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神。
For they will see God.
神是已经预备好在那里迎接我们。
God has already been prepared to meet us.
但需要我们的心能够是一个清新，是一个清洁的心，是一个单纯的心。
But our heart needs to be pure and simple.
因为神要我们遇见他，使我们知道人生到底怎么回事。
For God would like us to meet Him so we know what is all about life.
因为人的受造是照着神的旨意的造的。
Because man's creation was being created according to His will.
人的受造 不是为了人自己。
Man's creation was not for man ourselves.
所以要明白人生的意义, 你需要来到这位创造的神面前。
So to understand the meaning of life, you have to come to this creator, God.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱你真伟大。
Our brother has led us to sing, How great art thou?
特别让我们看到神是创造我们。
And let us see that God has created us.
神创造这宇宙的万物。
God has created everything on this world.
所以如果你用你的心来亲近神,
If you use your heart to draw close to God,
你的心就会告诉你, 神是怎样创造的, 神创造的许多的奇妙。
Then your heart will tell you what's the amazing of His creation.
因为神的事情, 人所能够知道的, 是显明在人的心里面。
Because the knowledge of God is manifested in our hearts.
如果你是仅仅只用你的思考, 不是用你的心, 你不能够明白的。
If you only use your thoughts but not use your heart, you cannot understand.
你的心不对准神, 你就不能够清楚你一生的目的在哪里。
If your heart is not focused toward God, then you will not understand the purpose of your life.
但当你的心对准神,
but once your heart is focused in God,
神就向你显明许多的事情,
then God will manifest to you many things.
神向你显明他自己,
God will reveal himself to you.
所以, 神要我们因着这样子去亲近他,
so God would like us to draw close to him.
而且神已经为我们预备了亲近他的道路,
and God has also prepared a way for us to draw close to him.
就是耶稣基督, 为我们成就的救赎。
That is the salvation that Jesus Christ has done for us.
他来解决我们罪的问题。
He has come to resolve our problems of sin.
刚才讲说, 心里所充满的, 口里就说出来。
I mentioned that what our hearts is filled of, our mouths will speak out.
其实这个后面呢, 是有一个树与果子的问题。
Behind this, there's a tree and the problem of tree and the fruit.
如果这棵树, 是一个犯罪的树, 所以它就一定要结出犯罪的果子。
If this tree is the tree of sin, then it will bear the fruit of sin.
在神看来, 不是他犯罪, 所以他叫罪人。
When in God's eyes, it's not that he sins, so he's a sinner.
对我们来讲呢, 神是告诉我们说, 因为我们已经是一棵犯罪的树, 所以我们会结出罪的果子。
To us, God tells us that because we are already a tree that sins, so we bear the fruit that sins.
所以我们会骂人,
so we curse people.
因为我们里面充满了骂人的东西,
we are full of curse inside.
我们会攻击人,
we attack people.
因为我们里面充满了攻击人的东西,
we are full of things of attack.
我们会轻看人,
we despise people.
因为我们里面是充满了骄傲,
because we are full of pride.
所以这个树是什么,它就结出什么果子。
So how the tree is, what kind of fruit it will bear.
所以你不能只看那个果子来分析树。
So you cannot analyze the, you cannot just look at the fruit and analyze the tree.
而主耶稣来就是要解决罪的问题。
Lord Jesus come to resolve the problem of sin.
叫这一棵树呢, 不再是犯罪的树。
So this tree is no longer the tree of sin.
叫这棵树呢, 成为一个充满了神, 那个生命的树。
So this tree can be filled with the life of God.
主耶稣来, 不但解决我们罪的问题,
Lord Jesus come not only to resolve the problem of sin,
也解决我们死亡的问题,
but also resolve the problem of death.
罪, 它的结局就是死。
The result of sin is death.
我们一直不知道, 以前一直不知道为什么会有死。
We don't know that why there's death.
只有圣经这么清楚地告诉我们,
only Bible clearly tells us.
罪的结局就是死。
The result of sin is death.
私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来。
The result of lust bears the fruit of sin.
罪 既长成就生出死。
When the sin grows up, it becomes death.
所以这死亡呢, 是紧紧跟罪连在一起的。
So the death is closely related with the sin.
所以主耶稣来呢, 他借着死而复活。
So Lord Jesus come risen from the dead.
他被钉在十字架上面,
being crucified on the cross.
死而复活,
risen from the dead.
把我们这些相信他的人,
for those who believe unto him,
带我们出死入生,
bring us out of death into life.
我们虽然现在肉身是活着,
although in our flesh we are living,
在我们没有相信他, 没有得到这个拯救以前,
before we believe unto him, before we get the salvation,
在神看来都是死亡的,
in God's eyes we are all dead.
你相信这个事吗?
Do you believe this?
你相信以后, 你看, 以前我们那个, 以前我们的大人, 骂小孩都是说, 小鬼, 死鬼。
A lot of older people, they curse their kids, you're dead.
去骂人家说去死。
And we curse people say go to death.
这个里面充满了死亡啊。
It's full of death.
充满了死亡。
Full of death.
不知不觉那个死亡就送出来。
Subconsciously, this death comes out.
所以圣经说，我们在没有信耶稣、没有得救以前呢，是死在罪恶过犯之中。
So the Bible says, before we are saved, before we believe unto Jesus, we were dead in sins and transgressions.
那个生命的状态在神面前呢，是死亡的状态。
The condition of life before God is death.
但是耶稣基督死而复活。
But Lord Jesus resurrected from death.
使我们这些信他的人。
For those who believe unto him.
从心里面、灵里面活过来。
We are being revived, lived from our heart and our spirit.
以前我没有信耶稣以前。
Before I believe unto Lord Jesus.
我很喜欢唱那些抒情歌曲。
I like to sing those pop songs.
那些抒情的歌曲呢，好像很能够把人的感觉抒发出来。
All those songs seems like can reveal our feelings.
但是呢，出来的许多都是忧愁啊、哀伤的东西。
However, what came out was all sorrowful and grief.
但是当我信了耶稣之后呢
？But after I believe unto Jesus,
这些的歌再也不成为我的歌。
Those are no longer my song.
因为我里面呢是复活起来的。
Because I'm resurrected.
活过来了。
Alive.
是离开死亡，是出死入生。
Is out of death into life.
不晓得你们对死的感受怎么样
？I don't know how you feel about death.
我是没死过哈。
I've never died before.
但是呢，我感受过死亡的压力。
But I have experienced the pressure of death.
啊，当然了，如果讲的是我从小到现在呢，有三次差点死了。
There were three times that I almost died from my youth till now.
我想那个东西就不提了。
I won't mention those.
但是我印象很深刻的一次。
But I had a great impact.
死亡不是只是个名词而已。
Death is not just a noun.
死亡是一个权势的。
There's a power of death.
我记得我大学毕业那年。
I remember the year I graduated from college.
那一年算是还蛮风光的。
I was very in my good time that year.
那一年所有的考试通通考上。
I have passed all the exams.
所以呢，这个回就是通通考试考完了，回家是去休息去的。
So I rested after I passed the exams.
而且去好像是接受邻居的这个一些恭贺。
And I received all the congratulation from neighbors.
所以我回去休息。
So I rested back home.
结果我到了家大概一两天。
After one or two days after I went home.
突然有一封现实就是快信寄到我家里面。
All of a sudden there was an express mail to me.
然后告诉我一件重要的事情。
And told me an important thing.
就是我高中最要好的同学。
My best friend in high school.
他也是大学毕业。
He also graduated from college.
他突然去世。
He suddenly passed away.
他在军队里面突然去世。
He suddenly passed away in military.
不知道什么原因。
Didn't know the reason.
他的父母亲非常的伤心。
His parents were very sad.
这一封信呢是他的同班同学写给我的。
This letter was from his classmate.
希望我呢到他家里面去安慰他的父母亲。
Hoping that I could comfort his parents.
我去了。
I went.
我不知道我该说什么。
I didn't know what to say.
我只能陪他哭啊。
I could only cry together with them.
很伤心啊。
Very sad.
那是很优秀的一个同学。
The classmate was very good student.
成绩非常好。
A lot of good grades.
高中成绩很好。
He had good grades in high school.
大学成绩也很好。
So was in college.
看起来前面的前途是非常的光明的。
It seems that all his future was so bright for him.
很优秀的。
Very good.
突然去世。
But he passed away suddenly.
而且是这个家的长子。
And he was the firstborn of the family.
我在那里真的不知道该说什么。
I really didn't know what to say.
我只能去一天陪他父亲一下，再一天再去一下，这样子。
I could only go accompany them day by day.
然后呢，很快的，他就要被埋葬。
And very soon it was his burial.
那在殡仪馆的时候呢
？At the funeral home，
我就感觉全身都发毛啊。
I felt very scared inside。
那个印象很深刻。
It was a big impact on me。
全身很不舒服。
I was very uncomfortable。
这个时候你好朋友都忘掉。
And you forgot all your good friends。
就觉得有一股什么势力在那里，你感觉得到。
I felt as if there was a power next to me。
然后里面有一种说不出来的，你说害怕也讲不清楚，但是就是一种说不出来的一种压力在你身上。
And there was a pressure that I could not even describe。
那快结束的时候，他的家人问我说：“你要不要上山了
？”And almost at the end, his family asked me, "Do you want to go up to the mountain?"
我说：“我有事。
”I said, "I had something else to do."
其实我没有事。
Actually, I didn't.
但是因为我心里呢，受不了那个压力。
But my heart could not bear the pressure.
有种说不出来的一种害怕之类的东西。
This scary was so indescribable.
那是一种死亡的诠释。
It was the power of death.
啊，然后呢，后来我就走了。
So I left.
这是我接触死人最近的其中一次。
That was the closest time that I came very close to death.
那之后一段时间呢，我就再也没接触。
And later on, I didn't touch.
但是后来我信耶稣。
But later I believe unto Jesus.
有一天呢，我们跟一些弟兄姊妹哈，在一个弟兄家呢，在那里追求。
One day we were seeking together with some brothers and sisters at brother's home.
我们是好像是七点钟开始，然后到八九点钟。
We started at about 7 until 8 or 9 o'clock.
然后呢，快结束的时候呢，那个弟兄就跟我们讲，他说今天有一个安息聚会，如果你们有谁方便的话呢，可以我们一起去。
At the end, a brother says that there's a memorial meeting, then who is convenient can go together.
那时候还没有信主哈，说谎话比较自然。
Before I believed the Lord, it was more natural for me to lie.
但现在信主了，我的确没事啊。
But now I believe unto the Lord, and it's true that I have nothing to do.
逃不掉。
I could not escape.
但是以前那个印象很深刻。
But I had a deep impression.
那就去吧。
So I went.
那就跟着大家一起去。
So I went together with everyone.
那我觉得前后我一个感受也很深刻。
And that was also a great impression on me.
我们到殡仪馆。
When we came to a funeral home.
坐下来。
Sat.
整个过程。
And the whole procedure.Sing hymns,
祷告
prayer,
还要瞻仰遗容
and also we look at the face of the dead.
那是我第一次亲眼看到躺在棺材里面的那个死人的样子。
That was the first time I saw the dead in the coffin.
哇，跟死人那么近啊！
It was so close to the dead person.
从头到尾走一圈。
And from the beginning to an end, we walked.
我在那里心里觉得说，我是不是有问题啊？
Then I wonder, was there a problem with me?
怎么会有问题呢
？Why was the problem？
我心里很喜乐。
I felt so joyful inside。
有人死是很伤心的事情。
It should be sorrowful for someone die。
但为什么我心里这么喜乐
？Then why was I so joyful in heart？
我是不是幸灾乐祸
？Was I being joyful because someone died？
在殡仪馆里是这样，然后后来上山。
It happened in funeral home. Also, I went up to the mountain.
看那个棺材放的。洞穴里面去。
I saw the coffin being buried.
我从头到尾没有感受到任何一点的死亡的压力。
From beginning to an end, I did not sense any pressure of the death.
我感受的是一种说不出来的喜乐，还有一种盼望，还有一种能力在里面。
I felt a joy that was so indescribable and the power of hope.
这个不是想象出来的。
This was not of my imagination.
这个不是好像你给自己弄不出来的，你自己做不出来的。
You could not create this out of yourself.
我那一次呢，是我明白的一件事情。
That time, let me understand one thing.
主耶稣说，凡信他的人是已经出死入生了。
Lord Jesus says that those who believe unto him are out of death into life.
离开了死亡，进入了生命。
Away from death and enter into life.
我明白了。
I understand now.
我已经活过来了。
I'm alive.
不活了。
Resurrected.
所以呢，我在这种环境里面呢，我不再害怕。
So I'm no longer afraid in this kind of circumstances.
以前觉得很有压力的，现在不再有压力。
The pressure I felt before now is no longer a pressure to me.
那一位主宰这位 主宰一切的主是与我同在。
The Lord who's in control of everything is with me.
所以耶稣基督是我们的救主。
So Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
他在十字架上面为我们被钉的为我们被钉这件事情。
His crucifixion on the cross.
你不需要会解释它。
You do not have to analyze it.
但你需要去经历，去得着所带来的救恩。
But you have to experience and to receive the salvation it brought forth.
你凡是相信他的。
Those who believe him.
他就使你出死入生。
He will bring you out of death into life.
对，他解决罪的问题。
So he resolved the question of sin.
解决死亡的问题。
The problem of death.
更解决虚空的问题。
And resolved the problem of vanity.
因为圣经告诉我们说，一切的受造之物都在切望，在等候一件事情，就神的种子显现。
Because the Bible tells us everything is growing and waiting for the revelation of the sons of God.
因为他们等到一个时候，他们能够享受神儿子的自由。
For when they wait till the time that they can enjoy the freedom of the sons of God.
我曾经在虚空里面转了很久很久。
I have spent a lot of time in vanity for a long time.
而且呢，转到一个地步，让我考虑自杀这个问题。
And it was to the point that I even thought of commit suicide.
或者考虑死亡这个问题。
And thought of death.
但是神拯救。
But God saved me.
耶稣基督拯救。
Jesus Christ saved me.
在我身上带我不但出死入生。
He not only brought me forth out of death into life.
而且在带我一步一步的脱离虚空。
And step by step, he took me away from vanity.
以前我真的觉得虚空啊，虚空啊。
Before I really felt vanity of vanity.
其实我信主之后，传道书对我来讲，我不太读它的。
Actually, after I believed unto the Lord, I didn't really read the book of Ecclesiastes.
因为那种虚空的感受哈，我很多经历了。
Because I had already a long experience with the vanity.
所以呢，我就不太读它。
So I didn't read it much.
但是呢，我一直寻求主，能够把我带到他的旨意和他的吩咐里面去。
But I always pray to Lord to bring me into His will and into His riches.
神怜悯我。
God has mercy on me.
神把我带离开的虚空。
God has brought me away from vanity.
所以今天我们在做什么事情的时候，可能你看外面看起来是很类似的东西。
So today when we are doing something, although from the outside it seems very similar.
但是它的结局不是虚空。
But the result of that is not vanity.
如果是我在没有信耶稣以前。
If it's me before believing Jesus.
或者我没有被主耶稣 带离开那个虚空之前，
or before Lord Jesus brought me away from the vanity，
真的是虚空。
It was truly vanity。
所以今天主恩待我。
So today Lord is gracious on me。
有一些事情别人不愿意做。
There are a lot of things other people do not like to do。
但主若怜悯我，可以给我机会做。
But if Lord has mercy on me, He gives me chance to do them。
因为我知道他做的结果不是虚空的。
Because I know the result of doing them is not vanity.
我们都盼望脱离虚空。
We all hope to be away from vanity.
但是唯有神的儿子耶稣基督才能把我们带离开虚空。
But only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, can bring us out of the vanity.
我想时间很有限。
Time is limited.
我没有办法就是说仔细讲许多的经历。
I cannot explain my experience in details.
啊，如果主愿意的话呢，我们也许可以在一些机会里面，我们私底下谈谈。
If Lord's willing, maybe we have time to share.
你要知道，今天你来到这里不是偶然的。
You know that it's not a coincidence as you come here.
今天你来到这里，是神给你很大的恩典。
God has given you a great grace as you're able to come here.
不管你是什么样的原因来的。
No matter what, out of what kind of reason you are here.
但是这是神给你很大的恩典。
But this is the great grace from God.
我们所讲的是很有限的。
What we talk about is so limited.
但是你如果是愿意用心去认识神。
But if you would like to use your heart to know God.
你愿意敞开你的心向着神。
You would like to open your heart toward God.
你会知道神有些的话是向着你的。
Then you know God's words are toward you.
我们是不是有点祷告？
Let's have words of prayer.
在我们要祷告的时候，我想今天神有一些话是为着一些愿意来到神面前的人。
While we are praying, I think that God's words today are for those who would like to come before God.
如果你心里虽然不够明白，但是你心里有这样的渴慕，
Even though you might not understand everything, but if you have the desire in your heart,
你盼望神救你脱离罪恶、死亡跟虚空的。
You hope those who hope that God can bring you forth out of sins, transgression, death, and vanity.
你可以向这位至高的神、荣耀的耶稣基督有一个表示。
You canproclaim to the God of Most High and the glorious Jesus Christ.
所以如果愿意神这样的恩典临到你的，请你举个手。
So please raise your hand for those who would like the God's grace to be upon you.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
因为这是一个奇妙的，感谢主，谢谢放下。
This is an amazing grace.
神一定可以救你脱离一切的罪恶。
God definitely can save you out of all the things.
神拯救你脱离死亡。
God saves you out of death.
神拯救你脱离虚空。
God saves you out of vanity.
如果你用你的心来体会，
If you use your heart to feel,
你知道你这一生到现在，你有多少的情况底下是浮在虚空底下。
Then you know how often your life is all under vanity.
你会知道你有多少的情况底下是在罪恶和死亡的控制底下。
Then you know how often your life was under the control of death and sin.
所以我再说一次，如果你愿意脱离罪、死亡和虚空的，请你向我们的主耶稣基督有个举手的表示。
So once again, please raise your hand for those who would like to get out of the sin, death and vanity.
好，我们祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你看见了向你举手的人。
You have seen those who raise your hand.
你照着他们信心上的举手。
According to their raising the hand by faith.
主，你今天就把救恩临到他。
And your salvation is on them.
你向他显现。
Reveal to them.
向他说话。
Speak to them.
保守他。
Keep them.
管制一切。
Control everything.
谢谢主。
Thank Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.